Oxford Matura Trainer, poziom podstawowy. Piąty egzamin próbny. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Jane, you'll never believe what happened to me the other day.
What? You won $1 million?
Not one, but found. And it wasn't a million, but several thousand pounds in bundles of old banknotes, held together with large rubber bands. They were in an old-looking bag that was lying on the ground.
Actually, I'm not that surprised. It happened to me as well when I was on a class trip. The money wasn't in a bag, though, but scattered all over the forest. You know, one banknote every 5 meters. In the end, all my class began picking them up. When we counted the money, it turned out to be about £2,000.
And what did you do with the money?
We gave it to the teacher, who took it to the police.
You know, when I found the bag, I thought briefly of taking the money and keeping quiet. But then I changed my mind. At the police station, the sergeant was a bit suspicious.
I see. He thought you'd stolen the bag.
That's right. Eventually, I convinced them that I was reliable.
They gave you a reward, I suppose?
You know, a few weeks later, it turned out that the money belonged to an old lady. She decided her savings would be safer in a bank. But on the way to the bank, she lost her memory temporarily and lost the bag. So I refused to take any, you know, from an ill person. Did your class get a reward, Jane?
Well, yes. We got a 10% reward. That was very thoughtful of you, Mark.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Jane, you'll never believe what happened to me the other day.
What? You won $1 million?
Not one, but found. And it wasn't a million, but several thousand pounds in bundles of old banknotes, held together with large rubber bands. They were in an old-looking bag that was lying on the ground.
Actually, I'm not that surprised. It happened to me as well when I was on a class trip. The money wasn't in a bag, though, but scattered all over the forest. You know, one banknote every 5 meters. In the end, all my class began picking them up. When we counted the money, it turned out to be about £2,000.
And what did you do with the money?
We gave it to the teacher, who took it to the police.
You know, when I found the bag, I thought briefly of taking the money and keeping quiet. But then I changed my mind. At the police station, the sergeant was a bit suspicious.
I see. He thought you'd stolen the bag.
That's right. Eventually, I convinced them that I was reliable.
They gave you a reward, I suppose?
You know, a few weeks later, it turned out that the money belonged to an old lady. She decided her savings would be safer in a bank. But on the way to the bank, she lost her memory temporarily and lost the bag. So I refused to take any, you know, from an ill person. Did your class get a reward, Jane?
Well, yes. We got a 10% reward. That was very thoughtful of you, Mark.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Academically, girls seem to be more successful than boys, but there is a huge difference between academic excellence and career success. Once you get to a certain point in your career, your academic skill is not relevant anymore. To progress from this point, you need to be open to new challenges. Women are usually not keen to do this. A short while ago, I tried to persuade two of my female employees to accept promotions. They refused, because they didn't want to take extra responsibility.
Two.
I'm a building engineer. All I want to say is that I can't see much difference between me and the men I work with on a building site. I'm well qualified, ambitious, responsible. How is it that in the last 15 years, no one has offered me a promotion? I would happily accept it. In the place I work, only men get promoted. What do you say to that?
Three. Hello, I'm calling because I've been listening to your discussion and I'd like to give my point of view. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman, but how responsible, clever, and motivated you are. Most of my female colleagues and bosses I worked with throughout the 20 years of my professional life were a real pleasure to work with.
Four.
Today's programme is about equality at work. People often complain that women are not fully represented in the top managerial positions. Executive managers reply that if women want the top jobs, they must do it the way men do. This means that family must not get in the way, and women cannot expect to be given the same senior executive positions as men if they are not ready to give their careers the same importance as men do. For me, this is a controversial view. Do you agree with me? Call us on 1027 48495 and tell us what you think.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Academically, girls seem to be more successful than boys, but there is a huge difference between academic excellence and career success. Once you get to a certain point in your career, your academic skill is not relevant anymore. To progress from this point, you need to be open to new challenges. Women are usually not keen to do this. A short while ago, I tried to persuade two of my female employees to accept promotions. They refused, because they didn't want to take extra responsibility.
Two.
I'm a building engineer. All I want to say is that I can't see much difference between me and the men I work with on a building site. I'm well qualified, ambitious, responsible. How is it that in the last 15 years, no one has offered me a promotion? I would happily accept it. In the place I work, only men get promoted. What do you say to that?
Three. Hello, I'm calling because I've been listening to your discussion and I'd like to give my point of view. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman, but how responsible, clever and motivated you are. Most of my female colleagues and bosses I worked with throughout the 20 years of my professional life were a real pleasure to work with. Four.
Today's programme is about equality at work. People often complain that women are not fully represented in the top managerial positions. Executive managers reply that if women want the top jobs, they must do it the way men do. This means that family must not get in the way, and women cannot expect to be given the same senior executive positions as men if they are not ready to give their careers the same importance as men do. For me, this is a controversial view. Do you agree with me? Call us on 1027 48495 and tell us what you think.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. The Space Science Institute can be found in Boulder, Colorado, and is part of NASA's program of research in the field of space science. We are cooperating with the University of Colorado, so we have the privilege of working with students and professors to create and develop projects that will help ordinary people become more aware of scientific programs and research results. Our aim is to bring science to the people through education and research.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The Space Science Institute can be found in Boulder, Colorado, and is part of NASA's program of research in the field of space science. We are cooperating with the University of Colorado, so we have the privilege of working with students and professors to create and develop projects that will help ordinary people become more aware of scientific programs and research results. Our aim is to bring science to the people through education and research. Two.
Gran, would you like to see my pictures from the class trip?
Sure, honey. Show me. You've been at the lakes, haven't you?
Yes, this is the place we stayed. It was quite a big guest house. Do you like it?
Oh, yes. It looks modern from the outside. How was it inside?
Well, inside the decor wasn't modern and the rooms were not spacious, but in our rooms, we had everything we wanted. Beds, wardrobes. There were even two armchairs.
Mm.
Look, here is Susan, Diane and myself in our room.
Oh, nice girls. Are they your best friends?
Well, Diane is, but Susan shared a room with us by chance. But she was okay.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Gran, would you like to see my pictures from the class trip?
Sure, honey. Show me. You've been at the lakes, haven't you?
Yes, this is the place we stayed. It was quite a big guest house. Do you like it?
Oh, yes. It looks modern from the outside. How was it inside?
Well, inside the decor wasn't modern and the rooms were not spacious, but in our rooms we had everything we wanted. Beds, wardrobes. There were even two armchairs. Look, here is Susan, Diane and myself in our room.
Oh, nice girls. Are they your best friends?
Well, Diane is, but Susan shared a room with us by chance, but she was okay.
Three.
Oof, you look tired, Daisy. What's up?
As you know, I've been shopping all day for home accessories, and I bought almost nothing. I'm really not sure how I want to decorate our baby's room.
You must be hungry. Let's have something to eat. There is a nice snack bar on the way home. We could have a hamburger and some salad there.
Oh, John, you know I hate junk food. Let's go home and we'll have a proper meal there, okay? Just keep driving. I'm not feeling well.
Okay. So, what did you buy?
I told you, almost nothing. But I managed to pick some pink and beige wallpaper. That's all.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oof, you look tired, Daisy. What's up?
As you know, I've been shopping all day for home accessories, and I bought almost nothing. I'm really not sure how I want to decorate our baby's room.
You must be hungry. Let's have something to eat. There is a nice snack bar on the way home. We could have a hamburger and some salad there.
Oh, John, you know I hate junk food. Let's go home and we'll have a proper meal there, okay? Just keep driving. I'm not feeling well.
Okay. So, what did you buy?
I told you, almost nothing. But I managed to pick some pink and beige wallpaper. That's all.
Four.
Guy Johnson has been playing the cello since he was 3 years old. Now, at the age of 18, he has finally hit the big time. Last weekend, he won an important classical music competition, despite breaking one of his strings on stage. Speaking after the concert, Guy said, "I had a dream about the exact same thing happening 2 nights ago." When it actually happened, the teenager calmly walked off the stage, replaced the string, and returned to complete the piece. The audience stood and applauded for 5 minutes at the end of Guy's performance.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Guy Johnson has been playing the cello since he was 3 years old. Now, at the age of 18, he has finally hit the big time. Last weekend, he won an important classical music competition, despite breaking one of his strings on stage. Speaking after the concert, Guy said, "I had a dream about the exact same thing happening 2 nights ago." When it actually happened, the teenager calmly walked off the stage, replaced the string, and returned to complete the piece. The audience stood and applauded for 5 minutes at the end of Guy's performance.
Five.
Okay, next on the agenda, what can we do to make our district more ecological? Okay, here are some of my thoughts. Well, for houses, we can start a campaign to install light bulbs that use less electricity. For offices, We can print leaflets that would promote using both sides of paper, choosing mugs instead of plastic or paper cups, and buying office supplies at local green businesses. For transport, we can encourage people to try out alternative ways of getting to work, by bicycle or buses. Which suggestion do you think is the best to start with?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Okay, next on the agenda, what can we do to make our district more ecological? Okay, here are some of my thoughts. Well, for houses, we can start a campaign to install light bulbs that use less electricity. For offices, we can print leaflets that would promote using both sides of paper, choosing mugs instead of plastic or paper cups, and buying office supplies at local green businesses. For transport, we can encourage people to try out alternative ways of getting to work, by bicycle or buses. Which suggestion do you think is the best to start with?
Six.
An elderly woman was arrested yesterday because she was caught at the Californian border carrying 5 kilograms of drugs. The woman, 83, who is a U.S. citizen, was traveling from Mexico with a 40-year-old Mexican woman. They were both passengers in a car driven by a 27-year-old Mexican man. As they crossed the border, the officers stopped the car and found the drugs strapped to the bodies of both women.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
An elderly woman was arrested yesterday because she was caught at the Californian border carrying 5 kilograms of drugs. The woman, 83, who is a U.S. citizen, was traveling from Mexico with a 40-year-old Mexican woman. They were both passengers in a car driven by a 27-year-old Mexican man. As they crossed the border, the officers stopped the car and found the drugs strapped to the bodies of both women.